And the two teams are in the center circle, and the tip is won by Pulaski Academy. They'll be moving from left to right. And here come the Bruins. And immediately they commit a turnover as the pass by Logan Miller off the back of E.J. Anderson out of bounds. I'm going to get my numerical bracket or numerical roster out here. And we hope that everybody has a safe drive. The shot missed. And now here come the Bombers. Here we go. I knew I had it here somewhere. And now a scrum for the basketball is going to be Peters. Now outside. Here's Talon Benton. Benton now out to Krause. Now on the left side to Bashirs. Bashirs looking inside. And the ball knocked away, picked up by Pulaski Academy. Here comes Anderson into the front court. He'll pull up from the wing. Shot no good. Fights for the rebound. Comes down the PA. Turnaround is good.
One thing about this ball game is that it's going to be a battle between back and forth. I've already noticed earlier in this ball game that Pulaski, they're hitting the boards pretty quick and fast along with Mountain Home. I see this turning into a great ball game, Shane. Hopefully the Bombers will come away with the win as they drive inside the lane, put up from the glass.
And nice shot put up by Matt Jones.
That is a big guy right there getting that great bucket for the Bombers. Make it a 2-2 ball game with 6:11 left in this first.
And here's E.J. Anderson with the basketball. Now over to the left side, P.A. This is kind of a small P.A. team height-wise. Here's Miller with the basketball. Now to E.J. Anderson. Anderson now gets it to number 12. That's Grayson Kohler. And now the shot put up, no good. Offensive rebound up, and no good. That's going to be a player control foul. And that foul is on Griffin Newby. And so that's the first foul on Griffin Newby. So, Tracy, it looks like this may be a low-scoring ball game.
It looks like it's going to be a low-scoring ball game, but it's also been a physical ball game so far. I mean, both teams are physically in the paint as both teams are obviously going inside to their big guys. And those two big guys, they're pounding it right now.
So PA with the basketball. Here's Anderson on the left wing. Takes the three, no good, and he's going to go to the line for three free throws. Say that five times fast. And the foul is going to go on Mountain Home's Colton Peters, and that'll be his first. And I would be willing to bet that that's going to drive Coach Josh Fulcher crazy. Well, the foul is going to be on Peters. E.J. Anderson at the line for three free throws. First free throw is no good. And the score remains 2-2 with 5:17 remaining in the first quarter. Second free throw by Anderson. And this one is good, so Pulaski Academy with the 3-2 lead.
And Fulcher, Coach Fulcher, has not sat down yet. Neither coach has sat down.
And the third free throw by Anderson is good. So Anderson makes 2 out of 3, PA with a 4-2 lead. And now PA is going to put on a little press in the backcourt. Here's Bashirs with the basketball double team, and now gets it over to Krells. Is it Krause or Krause?
Krause.
Thank you very much. I always try to pronounce those names correctly. Here's Benton with the basketball. Benton now gets it out to Krause. He'll take the three from the wing. Shot no good. Rebound, Pulaski Academy. And the rebound comes down to Kohler. Oh, the nice pass inside, and we're going to have a foul, and this is going to be in the act of shooting. And so far, Tracy, PA not afraid to get the ball inside.
No, they're not, and neither team is afraid to get the ball to the inside. Mountain Home, they do have a little bit of experience with Krause. He usually hits those big threes on those wings, but so far it's been a physical ball game, and PA is on top right now. But the thing about PA is they got to hit those free throws. Right now he just missed that first free throw, and free throws can make and break a ball game right now.
I know of a few college teams that can very well say that. So Newby at the line for the second free throw and missed that one. So a golden opportunity for PA to build on the lead. Mountain Home with a basketball. And here's Benton in the front court. And now gets the pass out to Brashears. He'll take the three. Yes. Hunter Brashears from the left side. And Mountain Home with a 5-4 lead. E.J. Anderson with the basketball. 4:26 to play here in the first quarter. Anderson on the right side, looking inside. Now gets it out to Newby. And now here's a three from the near corner. Shot no good. Oh, and a garbage rebound by Newby. And PA reclaims the lead at 6-5.
Once again, beating the boards. It's going to come down to free throws and rebounds. That's what this ball game's going to be about, and that's what it's looking like right now.
And here's Mountain Home. Here's Krause. He'll drive, and the shot blocked, and fight for it. Now Mountain Home comes up with it, and that is going to be a foul on the Bombers as number 22, Wyatt Gilbert, will check in. And Krause will pick up the foul.
One thing about Wyatt Gilbert, he has a big brother named Buck Gilbert. Buck Gilbert could hit some threes for Mountain Home back in his day. Let's see if Wyatt can do the same thing.
So Pulaski Academy with a one-point lead. Here's Anderson. Ball nearly knocked away. Now Anderson tries to get the pass in the corner and does. Here's a pull-up. Shot in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. Nice rebound by Brashears. Unfortunately, he was on the sideline, but that was a great rebound on his backside. Just couldn't save it.
Great effort by Brashears. Feet got a little bit tripped up. And got here, called on that line.
And the three-point basket, no good. What a rebound by Newby. And I'm telling you what, these teams, I don't know if it's nervousness or what, but neither team really able to hit a shot. And now coming into the ball game for Pulaski Academy is Merritt Jones. And it's still 6-5, 3:20 to play here in the first quarter. We want to thank you for listening here on Classic Hits 101.7 FM. So Mountain Home, who is technically the home team, they're in the white uniforms with the blue trim. Here's Benton. Now gets it down low. Yes! Beautiful play by Matt Jones, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
One thing I like about Matt Jones, he is big. He, to me, he's just a big old country boy from Mountain Home, Twin Lakes area, doing what he needs to do, making buckets, and look at that.
And ball, that's a free throw.
This is a free throw, but you know what? Just a little bit too much rotation on that ball. He lets up off that. It'd be a beautiful three-point play.
7-6, Mountain Home with the lead. 2:52 to play here in the first quarter. Also in the ball game, Kalen Mackin for Pulaski Academy, and now we're going to have a foul down on the other end. Looks like it's going to go on the Bombers. And that foul is going to go on, let's see who they're going to call it on. Alex Brogdon at the line, and he does make the free throw. And now checking back in is Colton Peters. As Benton will take a seat. Both coaches going to their bench pretty early here. Here's a second free throw by Brogdon, and it's good. He's got four. And now Griffin Newby will check back into the ball game, and PA with the 8-7 lead. So now here comes Wyatt Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers, guarded by Anderson. Now here's Peters on the left side. Now the crowd. Now back to Gilbert. Gilbert over to Cresselius. Baylor Cresselius in the ball game, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that. Here's a three by Cresselius. Shot no good. Oh, beautiful rebound. No good. And here come the Bruins. 2:16 to play. Here's Anderson. He's going to drive, puts up the shot, And I think they're going to call the foul on the floor. So Wyatt Gilbert will pick up the foul. And this will be a non-shooting situation. E.J. Anderson will inbound this basketball. Here's the inbounds play. Turn around. And it is good. And did not see who got that basket. But thankfully, they keep the numbers and the points. And nice floater in the lane.
Gilbert with that floater on the left baseline line. Like I said, he's got basketball in his blood, and he gets his first 2 points of this ball game, making a 9-8 Mountain Home lead with 1:42 left.
Straightaway three, no good, but right back to PA. And that time, that is number 12, Grayson Kohler, and he makes Mountain Home pay. And now Pulaski Academy reclaims the lead. It's almost like anything you can do, I can do better.
That's right. Jones with that ball, hands it off to Kraus, goes inside.
Here's the turnaround. Nice turnaround. Shot no good. Offensive rebound no good. Fight for the basketball, and PA comes up with it. Now we're going to have a foul, and let's hope that the players are okay. I'll tell you what, with the size that I'm seeing on the floor, I wonder how many of those young men in white and gold play a little football for Mountain Home.
I'm going to have to say probably, and I haven't been able to look at their roster. I haven't been able to make it to a Mountain Home game this year with moving down to the Cabot area, but I'm going to say I bet you Matt Jones probably does, because that boy is a sophomore, 6'4", and 230 pounds, and if he don't play football, by gosh, he needs to.
Ball goes out of bounds, and it will looks like it will stay with Pulaski Academy. 101 to play here in the first quarter. 11-9 is your score. Here's the inbounds to E.J. Anderson. And let's see what Pulaski Academy does. Roger Franks, by the way, is the coach for PA, and he's very well known to people in White County because he was a longtime Searcy coach. Here's a straightaway three. Yes. And that's Kohler again. And he's got six, and it's 14-9 PA.
He's got 2 3-pointers back-to-back. Mountain Home's going to have to do something to keep that ball out of his hands, because right now he's on fire. He's feeling it, and he's going to hit it.
And so let's see if Mountain Home's going to hold for the final shot. Here's Brashears, and now the floater, shot no good, offensive rebound no good, and now we're going to have a tie-up. And the alternating possession will keep it on this end with Mountain Home with 18.6 seconds to play in the first quarter. And we're now checking back in as Logan Miller, as Kohler will take a seat. Grayson Kohler with 6 points. And now here's the inbounds play. And the bounce pass to Kraus. Kraus has it knocked away. Here's Anderson. And now Anderson somehow regains it. However, Anderson stepped on the sideline, so the turnover back to Mountain Home. So now Mountain Home with one last opportunity. Here's Talon Benton with the basketball. Benton gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert puts up the shot. No good. Fight for the rebound, and that is how this first quarter will end. Your score, Pulaski Academy 14 and Mountain Home 9. Let's take a short timeout, and we'll be back with the second quarter right after this. You're listening to Mountain Home Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.